This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to go back to the phone lines here. I got to take as many calls as possible, so just have your call ready. And, guys, we'll just have to carry over these other clips for tomorrow. Because I got to take as many calls, and we're going to have a long special report coming in from Alex Jones, actually. It's going to take up most of this hour. So, but real quick, I have to play this. Guys, and can we play it on repeat, because it's a short clip, and you won't even really fully appreciate it unless you hear it on repeat. Have you heard this? I'm telling you guys, look, we know Biden is, it's not a good time, okay? And you don't want to make fun of old people that have mental problems, because it could happen to us someday, and a lot of us have had loved ones that have gone through this, and it's sad. But, I mean, Biden's a corrupt criminal. They stole our election. He wants to bring in tyranny. So, I mean, whatever. But this may be, I mean, seriously, the guy needs a translator, or it's just time for him to resign. I mean, this is a joke. So here's Biden on the White House lawn, walking over to the White House press gaggle, and just total word vomit coming out of his mouth. I mean, folks, the guy may not have control of his bowels, and now he's losing control of his motor functions. He can't even talk. Listen to this.
But must be what? 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 But must be what?
Anybody want to take a guess? My butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped is the number one guess right now. All right. So, I guess getting your butt wiped is a big thing for Joe. I mean, he walks around in a poopy diaper all day. I mean, he's excited. His butt's been wiped. So, I can't wait. Guys, I can't. He's so excited. He's walking over to the White House press gaggle. He's so excited. He just had his butt wiped. I shouldn't be laughing. It's a real thing people go through, man. But that's the president, apparently, the one they stole the election for. Unbelievable, man. His butt's been wiped, so we can all rest easy now. Biden has a clean behind. Wow, must be rare then. All right, back out to the phone lines we go. Jed called in from Texas. Jed, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. Thanks for having me on. I'm actually calling on behalf of a dear family friend of mine who was a career healthcare facility administrator for some years. So she has the trained eye that you would expect could pick out anomalies in how hospitals are operating. So she reports just as of 2 days ago, trying to get care for a dear family member of hers at local area hospitals. And what she found was the waiting rooms were stacked and overflowing. There were people outside waiting in their cars. All of these were non-COVID patients. When she was finally able to get an opportunity to talk to a doctor that was on duty at that particular, at one of the bigger hospitals there, she said she was a little bit coy with him. She kind of pretended like she believed the whole, mainstream narrative of the hospitals being swamped. And she said, I imagine you guys are swamped. That's why my husband can't get the care that he needs, you know. And the doctor basically said, oh, no, not at all. Actually, we're averaging like 10 positive COVID tests a day. And there's nobody
in the hospital.
That particular hospital averaging 10 positive COVID tests a day. And none of those people are being hospitalized. They're basically, their COVID wing is empty. And what it to her trained eye, the way that she, characterized it to me is that it looks very much like they're rationing care and they're actually turning non-COVID patients away, well, ostensibly to create the appearance that the hospital is overwhelmed when in fact they're not. And actually this doctor also said something that's relevant salient is that the policies that the hospitals are following are dictated by the administrators, and the doctors basically have no say whatsoever. They're just following orders.
Yep.
And so you imagine how easy it must be to take over a whole hospital system if you just only have to control the administrator of each of those hospitals.
And now we know how really all this policy is coming down from the UN through the CDC, through the hospitals. So it's all the medical tyranny in the one world government now being forced onto local hospitals through Schadenfreude.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, this is your final segment with me, so I got to take as many of your calls as possible. Healthcare workers, letting you know whether the hospitals are full or not, because that's going to be the big mainstream false narrative so that they can justify this mandated vaccine as soon as they can get FDA approval. Let's go to Oscar in Pennsylvania. You are on the Alex Jones Show. Oscar, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Long-time listener, support you guys, buy a lot of products, but I just want to let you know, work in a large hospital in Pennsylvania, we're tearing down the COVID wings. And all of our COVID wings, they're what's considered negative pressure. So they have to be set up so it pulls the air in so the COVID doesn't get out of the room. We're going anywhere from 0 to 3 cases bouncing around. And the whole time out of the ICU where they were actually putting people on the intubators, there was no transmission between the workers, the nurses, the doctors. No one actually got it from in the ICU. I can't speak for the whole hospital, but within that wing, I can let you know it wasn't transmitted.
All right, Oscar, anything else?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you were talking about that Dr. Brittany Covia versus, like, a Dr. Charles Hoff. She made that statement about how people are begging for the vaccine, and you search her name, and there's 4 pages of everyone carrying the same article. But there's no mention of this Dr. Charles Hoff. He's talking about the D-dimer test, you know, and then everything else going on. So, I mean, I'll just make a quick scene to other callers, but I just want to let you know they're tearing down the COVID wings. You know, they have to be set up a certain way, and we're not being overran.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as we stop playing around with this, COVID goes away. But that's the thing is, that's why it never goes away. COVID will never go away until they get that forced vaccine. Then they have the precedent to mandate vaccines, and then that's total global government, total medical tyranny. They can take it anywhere they want from that point. That's when we really enter the bad zone. That's when it really gets bad. Oscar, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Wendy in Michigan. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Wendy, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Owen. I'm a nurse in outside of Detroit, and I'm not currently working because I can't work under the conditions that they've got nurses working under right now. But I just wanted to say that the medical system has created a situation where they've created staffing shortages, like the nurse from Alabama stated, with all the testing that workers have to go through. You know, people inevitably test positive with these fake tests.
No, exactly. That's a great point. Like, they're doing the same thing at the Olympics, where there's just nothing but propaganda now. Like, yeah, right. If you test everybody all day long, you're going to get false positives. And then they send half the nurses home. It's like, oh, they got COVID. And then they create that the false positive. Then they create the false pandemic.
Exactly. And so my point was that there may be the hospitals may be overwhelmed, but it's not with patients. It's because of staffing shortages, because you've got nurses testing positive and having to quarantine or isolate. And then you've got nurses like me who just are not going to deal with this nonsense, and we pull out. So it's going to continue to be like that until, you know, more people wake up and you know, it's gotten to a point where, you know, the ratios inside the hospitals are crazy. You know, one nurse with, you know, however many patients, maybe 10 patients at some, you know, in some cases, and, you know, that's just not safe. And I know one hospital system here, they're paying bonuses of like $1,000 a shift just to get nurses to pick up extra shifts, and they still can't get enough nurses to work.
And it's all a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
When you test everybody 24/7, doesn't matter if they're symptomatic, asymptomatic, doesn't matter if it's a false positive or not, just do the total panic routine and send them home, and then you have the shortage of nurses, and then you can say, oh, look, the hospitals are in trouble. Total self-fulfilling prophecy. Wendy, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Steven calling in from Boston. Steven, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. You work at Boston Medical Center, so our hospital actually sends out a newsletter that's hospital-wide and basically informs us of statistics every week, how many COVID admissions there are and how many staff get sick. And usually the numbers for the patients are in the single digits, if that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you saying you're going to read the statistics?
Actually, I don't have them in front of me, but week by week, the statistics are always in the single digits now.
Okay. And okay. So you're saying that you have the statistics in the hospital and you're not overwhelmed with COVID.
Not at all. When COVID was in full swing, they did limit how many beds were accessible, and then, you know, whatever they had left, they then claimed that they had a shortage just to dramatize everything. At the same time, they were telling us for 3 months not to wear masks because, you know, there's a supply shortage. And at the same time, they fought tooth and nail not to pay any of their administrative staff hazard pay.
Anything else, Steven?
Other than my hospital trying to mandate the vaccination, that's going to manufacture another type of staffing shortage.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think we have enough data to say that the odds of you dying from the vaccine are obviously very low. Probably less than 1%. I mean, that could change with time, but just in the time and scope that we have now. But still, it's deadly. And, I mean, that's attempted murder to me. And I'm not trying to do fear-mongering here, folks, but, I mean, that's just the fact.
Well, I had two people in my clinic. Both of them had strokes shortly after getting vaccination. They do have COVID nurses now stationed at every major clinic to issue vaccines to anybody that wants them. But before that happened, we would hear hospital-wide intercom calls for emergency services for, you know, going directly to the COVID injection site. And now it kind of diffused those calls out. So, you know, they're all just going to go to those individual clinics. No one's going to have to hear that it's actually going to directly to the COVID clinic to scare people.
And you know, most people, it's 99.99% of people that get COVID recover. Most people they claim have COVID don't even have a single symptom. You're at a 50-50 shot, you get a COVID vaccine, you're going to have a serious side effect. You're at about a 10% chance you're going to have a life-altering side effect, and you've got about a 1% or less percent chance of something deadly or you'll never even be yourself again. So that's what we have this far, and we're not even a year into this experimental vaccine yet. Steven, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jared in Arkansas. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Jared, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was pressured into getting the vaccine, and I haven't had any major side effects, thankfully, but I was just wondering, is there any kind of supplements or vitamins or minerals that I can take to reduce the negative effects of the vaccine?
Any sort of heavy metal detoxification or NAC is a supplement that I've heard doctors say that they think helps work to fight back against it is NAC. But you know what? I don't want to. I should probably maybe get doctors on to do a real just hardcore in-depth analysis of that question alone so that I can be better well-versed to answer it. But right now, that's really the best answer I could give you. I'd just do any sort of normal heavy metal detoxifier, sweat. The NAC is the only supplement I've heard recommended, and they tried to ban it and take it off the shelves right before the vaccine came out. So, I mean, if anything, that may tell you that that's the one.
I gotcha. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Jared, thank you. All right, folks, I didn't know we were going to have three segments of reports from Alex. So I intended on taking more calls today, but Alex is about to take over the transmission for the rest of this evening. And then, of course, Sunday Night Live will be hosted by Harrison Smith, and then I'll be double duty all week hosting the Alex Jones Show in the War Room. And I'm going to really get into all the news, take a bunch of phone calls. We'll continue to beat this false narrative or whatever the new false narrative this week is. So be sure to stay tuned to InfoWars coming up this week. And remember, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes everything we do here possible so that we can have the great crew and have the great studios and have the platform of Band.Video to still even exist and bring other people's on the shows and commentators that are getting banned as well. So InfoWarsStore.com, the best air filters, the best water filters, the best supplements, the best emergency food supplies, all at the best prices. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. When we come back, it'll be Alex Jones taking over the rest of the way, and then Harrison Smith hosting Sunday Night Live. I will see you tomorrow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the information I'm about to reveal here is the biggest news story and has the greatest impact and import on humanity of any story in the 21st century and the last 21 years of this century. This information is as big as Adolf Hitler starting World War II. Is as big as Lenin and Stalin and the Soviet Union and the crimes they committed. This is as big as Mao Zedong. That all happened in the 20th century. This is the biggest news in the 21st century. It's 100% documented, hiding in plain view, and we're about to lay it out right now. Respected international organizations of doctors, physicians, scientists, epidemiologists, virologists, you name it, have formed in the last year and a half all over the world. And they've been reviewing studies going back decades and current studies where it was conclusively known in the literature at prestigious facilities like the University of Texas Level 4 Lab in Galveston, Texas, by 2012, that if you try to create a vaccine for the protein shell of a coronavirus, it makes the body attack the lungs, brain, and heart and create billions of tiny micro blood clots that then start forming larger blood clots. And what's incredible now is prestigious, respected doctors and scientists and doctors that head up major ERs in Canada and others are seeing in their patients that have been injected with these experimental shots the exact same thing happening. Now, I'm going to get to this report, and then I'm going to go through some of the background and show you some of the studies. But first, do you know who funded the major three-year study at the University of Texas, Galveston, whose name is on the top of it? Anthony Fauci. And when they came back to him testing three vaccines that would then attack that protein in the Corona SARS family, same as COVID-19, they said, proceed with extreme caution. Do not make a human vaccine out of this. It actually says that. Now it turns out there are hundreds of prominent studies in the British Medical Journal and the New England Medical Journal and others that all do this. And all these other prestigious scientists like Dr. Yeadon, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, and Wolfgang Wudarg and others went public before this started a year ago and put out emergency injunctions to the EU saying this is going to happen, blood clots, and they still ignored it. And then you saw the blood clots and the death. But here's the big news. I'm going to play this first report. They keep saying it's rare, it's rare, it's rare when your mom, your dad, your neighbor, your son, your daughter, or you get really sick or die from it. But it's not. In the studies of rats and in the studies of ferrets and other animals, the vast majority developed blood clots and then died within a few months. In humans, they estimate it'll take a few years because we are a lot tougher. But it gets worse. Dr. Charles Hoff, very respected over a whole hospital facility and has a whole bunch of his own private patients, has been having his patients go in that have been given the Moderna, Pfizer, and other injections, and they're finding exactly what is in the UT studies, the British studies, and others with the blood clots. So many of them, it's just incredible. So here's a 9-minute report of him on a doctor's roundtable report. And remember, this is being suppressed on Twitter and Facebook. People with medical degrees, with studies, with science. And then if you question it, Fauci and the media say that we're murderers for simply questioning the fact that they're pushing an experimental shot on us. So watch this report, write this information down, and while he's speaking, we're going to be putting on screen some of the mainline studies, again, from top-of-the-line facilities that found exactly what he's seeing in his patients, and they're finding this in other hospitals and clinics all over the world. But they're trying to then gaslight everyone and say, you can't question it, and you must take it, and you must have this vaccine passport, which is the end game of a global ID and a social credit score that they're now going to have carbon credits on to track your carbon use and have a global tax. Klaus Schwab has said that. So they're using the fear of a virus to get that global ID, but at the same time to also start depopulating. So here is Dr. Hoff laying it out, and then we've got more information that backs this up and explain why they're doing it.
You spoke to a potential mechanism of action of the injury. And you mentioned to me the use of a D-dimer test, which we all know what it's for, but we're going to have to explain a little bit. Could you please speak to this a little bit and give the relevant context and introduction, please? Because I think this is really groundbreaking and important.
Yes, yeah, thank you. So one of the key things that really bothered me when I started to see serious vaccine injuries in my own patients is that I had no idea what the mechanism of injury was, and therefore, as their doctor, I had no idea how to treat it. Because, you know, as their family doctor, they would come to me for help, and I needed to help them, and I was clueless. I mean, this is an experiment, and I was aware that there was literally what we call iatrogenic disease, a medically induced disease being produced by this vaccine. And so I had asked this in my open letter to Dr. Bonnie Henry, our provincial health officer, what is the mechanism of injury and how do I treat this as these people's doctor? And of course, nobody knew. And the vaccine manufacturers had told us that the COVID spike protein does not go intravenous. It stays in the arm. The antibodies to the spike protein are produced in the arm, and that's what we had been found. But scientists now, and Dr. Brody has actually very clearly revealed this, that only 25% of the vaccine actually stays in the arm. And the rest of it, so these vaccines are a vast number of little messenger RNA strands. The Moderna vaccine has 40 trillion messenger RNA molecules per vaccine dose. 40 trillion. So these are wrapped in a little lipid capsule. The lipid capsule is to enable them to be absorbed into the cells. So this is injected into the person's arm in their deltoid muscle of the shoulder. From there, as I mentioned, only 25% actually stays there. The rest is taken up, collected through the lymphatic system, and fed into the general circulation. And so it circulates around the entire body. And I think every doctor knows that absorption from the circulation occurs in capillary networks because that's where the blood slows right down. It's going through tiny, tiny vessels. So these little nanocapsules containing these trillions of messenger RNA molecules are absorbed into the lining around the capillaries, what medically we call the vascular endothelium. So these little packages are absorbed into the cells around the vessels. The packages open. The body recognizes these messenger RNA strands as a gene and gets to work making COVID spike proteins. So in a virus, those COVID spike proteins form part of the viral capsule. But the problem is they're not in a virus. They're in the cells around blood vessels. So as a result, they become part of the cell wall of that cell. So normally the cells that surround your blood vessels have to be very, very smooth to enable good and unimpeded flow of blood. But as soon as you've got all these little spike proteins that become part of...
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, bro.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So normally the cells that surround your blood vessels have to be very, very smooth to enable good and unimpeded flow of blood. But as soon as you've got all these little spike proteins that become part of the cell wall, it's now a rough surface. It's going to be like a very coarse sandpaper. It's now what the platelets are going to interpret as a damaged vessel. It's no longer smooth. It's rough. So clotting is inevitable because the platelets that come down that vessel are going to hit a rough spot and assume this must be a damaged vessel. This vessel needs to be blocked to stop the bleeding. That's how our clotting works. So clots are, because of this and because of the nature of this, clots are inevitable because of these these spike proteins in the capillary networks. So I set out to then try and prove this. Could this theory be correct? And so the problem is these little clots in the capillary networks are microscopic and they are scattered. So they're not going to show on any scan. They're just too small and too scattered. It's not like the big clots that cause strokes or heart attacks. They're too small and they're too scattered. So how on earth can we know if the person clotted? And the only way is with a blood test called a D-dimer. So the D-dimer is a blood test that will show up a recent clot. It won't show up an old clot. It shows up a new clot. And it doesn't tell you where the clot is. It just tells you that the clotting mechanism has been activated. So I have now been recruiting patients from my practice, people that have come into my office and others that have heard me speak about this, and have asked people to do this D-dimer within 1 week of their COVID shot. And so far, and this study is ongoing, these are preliminary results, so far I've got 62% positive elevated D-dimer, which means that the blood clots are not rare. That's what the so-called experts keep telling us. The clots are rare. The big ones are rare. But the small ones are clearly happening in the majority of people, 62%. Now, I'll tell you what the real concern with this is that a clotted vessel is permanently damaged. That vessel never, ever goes back to normal. So if this theory is correct, which it really looks like by these D-dimer results, and I'm told it has been done in Australia and it's been done in the UK, and they also found elevated D-dimers. And they sort of discarded the information because they said there's no clinical evidence of clots. Well, the reason is because they're microscopic and they're scattered, and so you're not going to see clinical evidence. But in fact, all of the frequent side effects of the shock, which are headache, nausea, dizziness, fatigue, could all be signs of cerebral thrombosis on a capillary level. I mean, those literally, you could be having thousands and thousands of tiny, tiny little clots in your brain that won't show on a scan, but they will give you those exact symptoms. So the concern is I have now got six people in my medical practice that cannot exert themselves the way they used to be. What medically we call reduced effort tolerance. Six people who now get out of breath doing things that they could previously do without any problem. So I believe that these people blocked up thousands and thousands of capillaries in their lungs in these six people. So I believe these people now have permanently damaged lungs because they have got, I mean, and that's why they get out of breath. I have one fellow that used to walk 2 miles to my office every week for a shot for his arthritis, and he says after a quarter of a mile, he's done. In other words, his effort tolerance is reduced to 1/8 of what it used to be. And so I've sent some of these people for chest x-rays and CT scans to see what it shows. And all it shows is distorted architecture. What the radiologists report is described as increased reticulation. It's a very nonspecific thing. And it's because it's microscopic. But the concern is because these vessels are now permanently damaged in a person's lungs, when the heart tries to pump blood through all those damaged vessels, there's increased resistance trying to pump the blood through those lungs. So those people are going to develop something called pulmonary artery hypertension, high blood pressure in their lungs. And the concern with that is that those people will probably all develop right-sided heart failure within 3 years and die because they now have increased vascular resistance through their lungs. And lung tissue and heart tissue and brain and spinal tissue and all of that does not regenerate. In other tissues, it can regenerate liver and kidneys and muscle and other, but there are some tissues that cannot. And so this absolutely explains what I've seen in my patients, and that's what I'm doing to prove it, and my study is ongoing.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is settled science. Like a shotgun blast to the chest with a 12-gauge will probably kill you. Or being run over by a truck going 80 miles an hour will probably kill you or at least hurt you. What these protein crystals are doing growing in the body is killing people in mass, is causing brain fog, is causing heart attacks, is causing strokes, is causing the lungs to bleed out like this. And that's what all the medical literature said it would do. That's what all these scientists and doctors warned would happen before it even began. And now they've put advisories on all these major vaccines that they can cause blood clots, that they can cause strokes, they can cause heart attacks. And in much of the world, these so-called vaccines, these experimental shots, are banned. India's not taking them. China's not taking them. Did you know that less than 10% of India is vaccinated right now? They're refusing to take this. Now, let's talk about the motive. Dr. Lee Merritt of American Frontline Doctors, one of the best organizations out there fighting this tyranny, came out in a long report that's on Infowars.com, and she laid out how this is unrestricted warfare by the big banks and the central cartels to destroy the real economy, collapse the third world, and knock out all their competition in the Western world, taking out all the small businesses that, again, they call non-essential. Once those businesses have collapsed, and after the infrastructure is gone for a few years, then they can give us all universal basic income, but with that will come the strings attached that we've got to take the injections they take, we've got to accept the carbon passports they say they're giving us, and we have to go under this serious neo-feudalistic control system. So that's what this consortium is. This is a short clip, 2 minutes long. The full report, again, is at Infowars.com. I suggest you get it and you share it. This is Dr. Lee Merritt explaining this is 21st century, fifth generational, unrestricted warfare.
That's a worrisome sign. And, you know, I don't want to, when I say that I think we're going to have to at some point fight back these guys, because this isn't just a war that involves medical issues. This is a multidimensional, unrestricted war that we're in that involves cybersecurity and everything, you know, economic war, cybersecurity. I mean, one of the things that's happening, for example, is food is being allowed to rot on docks. The cost of shipping crates has been jacked up to $20,000. It used to be for the last 15 years, I have a friend in shipping says, 15 years, it's been $2,000 to $3,000, and suddenly overnight it's $20,000 for one of those shipping crates. So this is a food squeeze, just like they did to the kulaks just like the Bolsheviks did to the kulaks to get rid of the freedom people in Russia to bring down and create the Soviet Union. They couldn't get them any other way. They starved them and finally disarmed them and killed them. And I got to tell you, it's looking more worrisome that this is an active, they're weaponizing the medical corps, and they've already weaponized public health. Now they're turning the military against their own people if this happens.
Right.
Well, and that's something we have to understand, that we are not out of this. I think we will win, but we're not out of this yet.
The globalists on record want to depopulate the earth. Jane Goodall just came out at the Davos Group again and said, we need to depopulate down to the population we had 500 years ago, which was 500 million, the same number you see at the Georgia Guidestones put up in the countryside of Georgia outside Atlanta by Ted Turner, who's also part of this eugenics cult. So mainline science says if you've had a vaccine that actually works with real attenuated science, where you get a little bit of the virus or the bacteria that's either killed or damaged so it can't hurt you, you learn how to defeat it.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep earth crystal iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, the same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Globalist on record want to depopulate the earth. Jane Goodall just came out at the Davos Group again and said, we need to depopulate down to the population we had 500 years ago, which was 500 million, the same number you see at the Georgia Guidestones put up in the countryside of Georgia outside Atlanta by Ted Turner, who's also part of this eugenics cult. So mainline science says if you've had a vaccine that actually works with real attenuated science, where you get a little bit of the virus or the bacteria that's either killed or damaged so it can't hurt you, you learn how to defeat it. That's not what this is. Fauci is lying to everyone with bald-faced lies. Take the PCR test. They've now officially admit the PCR test is 100% fraud, and they're recommending it not be used to, quote, test for COVID. Well, almost 100% were fake positives. That's why they would count somebody that died in a car wreck as COVID to, again, jack those numbers up for fear. But that's a whole other subject, how every piece of this has been a fraud. Fauci and his cohorts are on every single channel. Remember, Fauci owns the patents on these vaccines. He ran the Wuhan lab. He's part of the eugenics group that wants to have the Great Reset. So he has all these conflicts of interest, and here he is on every channel saying, if you haven't been vaccinated, you're the reason there's variants, and you're the reason other people are getting sick. But we're putting on screen for you right now, again, some of the most respected and prestigious scientific institutions in the world saying the opposite, including the discoverer of HIV, Nobel Prize winner, that when you give people a so-called vaccine like this, it makes them create deadly variants of the virus. In truth, it is Mother Nature taking the COVID virus and turning it into less lethal variants like the Delta, which they now admit has a much smaller size spike protein on it. People ask, well, how do you know this, Jones? I actually read the scientific literature hours a day to understand this. I've interviewed hundreds of scientists and doctors, and There's a real consensus on this, but the real consensus of academics and scientists and virologists is all shut off, and only people like Fauci get a chance to be on national news spewing their lies.
Well, the impact, Jonathan, is that you're going to have the propagation of an outbreak that will continue to smolder. So you're going to have suffering on the part of the people who are unvaccinated. There will be some, not very many, we hope, but there will be some breakthrough infections even among the vaccinated. So as long as you have circulating virus in the community, which is predominantly because people are not getting vaccinated, then they hurt themselves. And you don't want to see that, because among those are people that are going to wind up getting hospitalized, and some of them are going to die. That's the individual impact on those who don't want to get vaccinated. But there's a broader societal impact, Jonathan, in that if you allow the virus to freely circulate because so many people are unvaccinated, you give it yet again another opportunity to mutate even more, and you may wind up with creating a variant that in fact eludes the protection of the vaccine. We're very fortunate that even though this Delta variant is a real bad actor in the sense of being highly transmissible, for the most part, the vaccines work very well against it, particularly in protecting you from severe disease leading to hospitalization. But you let the virus circulate, you may get a variant that's even worse.
And then when academics try to go online and talk about what's happened, they are censored and they are silenced. And that's what Professor Martin Kulldorff of Harvard Medical School had to say on international TV just a few days ago.
Yes, and I think it already has generated damage because we haven't had an open debate about the pandemic. And I don't really care if they censor one of my tweets or so personally on mine, but when you have those censoring and also slander where journalists or scientists slander other scientists, that means that there are many people in the scientific community who do not dare to speak up. And among the infectious disease epidemiologists that I know personally and that I discuss things personally with, the majority have the same views with me that we need to focus protection or better protecting older high-risk people while letting, for example, schools to be open and that young people live near normal lives. But that's not reflected in the journalism because there are many of my colleagues who do not want to speak up because they've seen what's happened to those who do speak up. I don't think they should take my credential into account. I think that people should be able to express their views freely in society, whoever they are. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a lot of people who are not scientists who have very insightful thoughts about the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And one of the principles of public health, many of it which have been thrown out the window during this year, but one of the principles of public health is that you have to listen to the public. They are the ones who are living through the consequences of the lockdowns, for example, where they have family members with mental health issues that they have to deal with, where they couldn't get to their doctor to deal with their cardiovascular disease problems. So it's very important in public, unlike other aspects of science, like virology or immunology, where you sort of are focused on the lab and the science, in public health, you always have to listen to the public and have a interaction with the public, and you have to do it with everybody in the public, so you have to be open to speak to everybody.
So here's how it works. The globals cook up the virus that they own and control. They release it to create fear. They then say you must take the vaccine to reopen society. Then they partially reopen society, but they were always planning to bring the lockdowns back. And now the head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, says only in Republican areas with our strike teams and the weaponized National Institutes of Health will we have new lockdowns in the fall. So now they're going to try specific lockdowns in certain areas because your neighbors haven't complied and taken the forced inoculation, which again is a total violation of the Nuremberg Code of 1947. Any coerced medical experimentation, any coerced medical action is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, punishable by death. This is the essence of medical tyranny.
In front of you, there is a crystal ball. What do you see?
I have to tell you, I personally think
that something has gone very wrong in the world. The whole medical, the bioscientific underpinnings have been broken. We're off our moorings. We're not having evidence-based medicine. We're not seeing reasonable conclusions being made. We're not even seeing regulatory decisions being followed. I mean, I give you the example of, you know, there are regulatory decisions that say COVID-19 testing is only for sick people. That's not being followed because people are doing it for asymptomatic people. The vaccines have been offered as an elective offering, and they've been quickly mandated. So we're seeing things off their underpinnings right now. There's something going on in the minds of people. There's almost a worldwide contagion of a neurosis. A neurosis is some type of disordered thinking that's spreading from person to person. That's probably more contagious than the viruses right now. And this disordered thinking is, I think, rooted in fear, distrust, rooted in anxiety, and it's spreading all over the world, making individuals come up with the most ridiculous decisions, like not treating the virus early, forcing unsafe vaccines on one another, having vaccines divide the workplace and schools, dividing families, having people wear masks when they're, you know, driving or jogging or swimming. This type of stuff makes no sense. My crystal ball is, I think we're in for about a 3 to 5 year period of turmoil. And I think it's mental turmoil in human beings. The types of things I've seen in the minds of people right now is really alarming. And it's most alarming among colleagues in medicine and medical institutions. The right decisions are not being made right now, and people are being harmed.
As this facade begins to collapse, as the truth begins to really come out, what are they doing? They're doubling down on their lies. So now Fauci and all his minions are saying 99% of people dying of COVID were not vaccinated. But whether you look at Australia or whether you look at Singapore, whether you look at the United States, the vast majority of people at the hospital who they say have COVID and who are dying, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We're, quote, vaccinated for COVID.
141 people are in hospital with COVID at present, and 43 are in intensive care, 18 of whom require ventilation. So this is a very serious disease. Of those 141, 60 are under the age of 55 and 28 under the age of 35. And of the 43 people in intensive care, one is in their teens, seven are in their 20s, three are in their 30s, 14 are in their 50s, and 12 are in their 60s, and six are in their 70s. So this is affecting people of all ages with very serious disease. All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine. All but one are vaccinated. One person has just received one dose of vaccine.
Pierce Morgan got both shots and then almost died. And they said it was COVID. And he said, I credited the fact that I barely lived because I'd taken the so-called vaccines.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.